I feel like I'm choosing you some great music this morning. If you've I know, even if I say so myself, because anybody who knows me knows how much I love my music. That is a new track. It's called, it's by Anthony Brown, Group Therapy, and Kira Sheard Kelly, and it's simply entitled Grace. Don't forget, you can catch up on BBC Sounds, all the music I've played this morning, all the conversations we have together. You can catch up, listen again on BBC Sounds for that. Now, let's turn our attention to this. It's 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm Jamoke. It is your Sunday breakfast programme here on BBC Radio London. This afternoon, diverse faith groups will come together to lead a silent contemplative walk, a peace walk across the city, beginning in Trafalgar Square at 12 p.m. Peace is Every Step has been facilitated by members of Plum Village Buddhist Communities and the Quakers. And the walk is a move together in silence for non-violence, reconciliation and peace. Joining me to tell us more about the event is one of the organisers of the event, Rahena Harilal. Rahena, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Good morning. Tell us a bit about this. What exactly are your aims?
Good morning, Jim McKay. I think I'll just start by acknowledging the beautiful music. I love music. And for me, this walk, I want to put it in, is also about grace. It is also about mercy that follows us and goodness and mercy that we all have. So, that you know, I just wanted to touch on that. But it's a real simple event, really. We just had this heart call that we're going through these various wars, violent destruction of life, 30 wars being waged around us, exemplified in Israel and Gaza, the loss of precious life, starvation, displacement, hostage taking, has resulted in a lot of retaliatory violence taking place right here in anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And we felt that as all our faith, spiritual and ethical frameworks ask us to love and cherish life and live in peace and harmony with others, we felt it was important for faiths to come together as a to create some intentional, unified action to hold a space for all of this energy. And so the purpose of this walk is to actually support us, to remind us not what we stand against, but what we stand for. We stand for living together with one another in peace and harmony. We stand for nonviolence. We stand for justice. We are all in solidarity for reconciliation. Wars, we know, have failed to create peace for us. As Judas from the Quakers has said, you know, wars are failure to cultivate and pursue peace and uphold the basic principles of ethical norms.
So who is joining? I mean, it's an admirable aim. Who is joining you? What communities are joining to be part of this walk today?
So we'll have rabbis, we have imams, so the Muslim community, the Jewish community, the Jains, the Buddhists, the Druids. All faiths really have come together to co-create this event with us. So we are expecting people of faiths and people of none. So this is open to the public, and all faiths will be represented. They will all be offering a prayer before we commence the walk. So I will say everyone and anyone is welcome, but all the faiths are represented.
And it's a silent walk, I understand.
Yes, absolutely. It's a very silent walk, and it's a very contemplative walk. The silence is really, you know, to show the loudness of our, that when we are silent, that the loudness of our hearts for peace, for living together in harmony, can be heard. We are so inert by everything and the cacophony of noise that goes around us. But when we can really be silent and feel our heart intention, we can connect with others. So the act of silence is to show that we don't need words to connect ourselves, and that peace is often seen as weak and passive. But actually, it's very, very strong. And so it's harder to cultivate peace, as we've seen, than it is to have wars. So the silence is actually saying, you know, peace is loud, it is present, it's active. And the entire act of walking shows an intentionality that actually we all walk in interconnection with one another, and that act of walking fosters that interconnection.
And you're going between Trafalgar Square and Parliament Square and then returning on this silent walk. Tell me why white flowers are involved or how they're involved.
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, you, as you said, we are walking from Trafalgar Square down to Parliament Square, and then we're walking back, partly because we hope to weave the narrative of our piece into those political landmarks, into that fabric. So that's the intentional reason for that. The second was the white flowers. As we know, white flowers are a symbol of peace, white being the symbol of peace. But we've asked and encouraged participants to make and wear or bring a white flower as their commitment. And the act of actually making a white flower is a tangible expression of our own personal commitment and the energy of ourselves, because actually each and every one of us is responsible for cultivating peace in ourselves and in the world around us.
The Guardian mentioned it yesterday. They said it was a march, but you're very clear that it isn't a march, because presumably there are no banners or signs or placards or loudspeakers, etc.
Yes, I think when we think about march, and sometimes people use those terms interchangeably, a march has a symbolic action or conjures up images of something. And I for myself often associate a march going to war, going for, against, or something like that. But that's just my personal interpretation. And so this is a walk because it is what it's, if you've not seen a Buddhist walk, it's very slow and it's very intentional, where every step is a contemplative, intentional step that we're making as a commitment to peace.
Can I thank you so much for joining us this morning? Let me give people more details of it. It starts, as I said, between Trafalgar Square, moves to Parliament Square and back. It is Peace is Every Step, a silent walking meditation for peace. And it starts at 12 o'clock today. My thanks to Rahina Harilal for joining us. All are welcome. For more information, you can go to plumvillage.uk. That's plumvillage.uk.